Too much of a seamstress. She just mostly, she never had to have a pattern, which back then they didn't have, you know, patterns like they do now. And I don't know whether it was something. I had one aunt, my daddy's baby sister, that could just take, well, she could take old garments, and she was left with three small children. Her husband died, and she was a school teacher. And she just had to fix for her the best she could, you know. And she would, people would give her, say, like, a man's coat that he had kind of worn, you know. And she would take and rip that up. I know I particularly looked at one time when she come to our house. And, of course, he was just a small boy, you know. And she had ripped that up. And, of course, it was wool. Everything back then, you didn't have knit, you had wool. And a cotton mud. And she had ripped that up and turned it, the inside, out. And, of course, she lined it. And, you know, he had a beautiful coat for a little boy to wear. And I looked at that thing good. I was even younger than him. And I thought to myself, you know, I always wanted to get to the machine. And Mama didn't want me to, you know, she's afraid I'd tear it up or something. And I would stand and watch her. She would piece quilts, you know, piece quilt tops. And I would sit and watch her, and I just knew I could do it just exactly like she did. And when my baby sister come along, I was 12 years old. And when she was about 2, I started, and back then you didn't have too much cloth to mess up or nothing like that, you know. And I started making her little dresses. And when I was 14, I made my first Sunday dress. And Mama wouldn't have let me do it, but I had a first cousin that maybe I was her favorite. She was a good bit older than I was, and she had no children. And she sent me a beautiful piece of material. And I wanted it made for a certain Sunday, you know, to wear at church. And Mama didn't have time to make it. And I said, Mama, I'm going to make that dress. And she said, no, wait, maybe I'll get time to, you know, to do it. And I said, no, I'm going to make this tonight. I'll cut me out a pattern, and I'm going to make this one myself because it didn't cost you nothing. And to mess it up, why is this messed up?
Did you have patterns?
No.
You had to make your own.
I cut my own pattern.
How did you do that?
I don't know how I did it, but I cut my pattern, and I made that dress, and she never made me another dress as long as she lived.
Did you cut paper patterns first, out of like newspaper, or?
No, if I got a hold of a book that had any fashions in it, I cut my pattern by that. Now, my girls could, after I got, when they come along, and they could see a dress in the show window. They come home and sketch it for me. And we couldn't afford to buy them dresses, you know, like that. And they come home and sketch them for me, and I would cut the pattern and make them.
Mm. What did you make your pattern from? I mean,
newspaper.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. And I did that until I got where I would pick up a pattern in later years after they was gone. But I may show you a picture of this daughter of mine with her last evening dress.